Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 10th, 2019. It's a memorization Monday, so we're back on track. This is the 15th verse, and I know we took a break on Memorial Day, but we'll continue through probably the next year and a half, a verse each and every week. So those of you that we had the little break probably enjoyed it because maybe it took some of the pressure off of memorizing the new verse. But
don't feel pressured.
Yeah, no pressure. Just enjoy it. Let it resonate in your mind and heart. Think about it and review the other ones, though. That's always good. And I'm still hoping in the coming month or so to have our special potluck review of the verses gathering here at the Great News Radio Center. But today's verse, this week's verse, is Hebrews 4:12. It says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Wow, that's packed with a lot of things that we can talk about. And we have a special guest in the studio with us, a first-time guest. But do you remember getting recorded? I think it was on a dock in southern Illinois. That was, how many years ago was that?
Oh, at least five.
At least five. That radio announcement, I heard it the other day and I thought,
I don't know this story.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a Pinnacle Forum, kind of a two-day retreat.
Oh, okay.
And Cully Sullivan, Kevin Sullivan. It was hosted at his house and Stewart.
Yep, McClure.
McClure. A couple guys have homes in, what was that,
Lake of Egypt.
Lake of Egypt in southern Illinois, like near Shelbyville, somewhere down there.
It's a curious name for an Illinois lake, but anyway, let's continue.
Yeah.
It's right near Cairo.
Okay.
Cairo, Illinois, so it makes sense.
Okay.
And so we had a number of speakers and guys share, you know, more than Bible studies. There was life lessons and how to finish well, how high-capacity leaders that are gifted in different areas can use those gifts and talents to further kingdom causes.
So is that the first time you guys met? Or
Probably not the first time, but it was a lot less intimidating than this large microphone in front of me.
That's right.
We've got Jim Lilly with us, by the way.
Yeah, with Chester Financial, who will be helping put on a special workshop here at the Great News Radio Center on June 25th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. I highly, highly recommend it. At least I digress too much because we're going to talk about it, but there'll be a phone number given how you can register. I've attended one of these. I'll be here. I thoroughly, wholeheartedly endorse it. It will inform you and give you strategies and tips, and so we'll talk a little about that. But back to the five or so years ago, so I brought my microphone to this Pinnacle Forum gathering. Yeah, I must have known you enough where I felt comfortable to say, hey, do you want to do a little radio announcement, radio spot? And I remember we were on a dock, right? A floating dock, and in a couple lawn chairs kind of sitting there, sun shining on us. And, you know, we talked to Jim, who had been a listener and supporter of the station, said, oh, sure, I'll do a little radio announcement. So you may have heard that over the years. It's in our rotation where it just kind of pops out once in a while. So anyways, but this is the first time in the studio with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, on this Memorization Monday, we will be looking at Hebrews 4:12, and as our pattern has been, we'll read a chapter out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. And so this is written by Robert J. Morgan, and today's program, along with the other 14 programs, are archived at greatnewsradio.org, along with an interview we had with Robert J. Morgan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, go to the archive programs link, and most Mondays you'll see a Memorization Monday with the verse, or the one that was titled with Robert J. Morgan, for a fuller interview on this book.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, this verse is a little longer and more complicated than some were learning, but it can be easily memorized by understanding its progression and by taking it one phrase at a time. Context. Read through Hebrews 3:7 through 4:12, underlining every one of the 12 occurrences of the word rest. God wanted to give the Israelites rest, abiding security and peace in the Promised Land, but they didn't trust him. Their hearts were hardened in unbelief. Likewise, God wants to give us abiding security and peace, both now, spiritually, and in heaven, eternally. But we must take him seriously at his word, not spurning or doubting it. The writer says, "Let us then make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall into the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God is living and effective." Hebrews 4:11 and 12. Characteristics. The word of God is living, not dead, archaic, or irrelevant, and it is, too, effective. The Greek word here is energies, from which we get our word energy. The Bible is high voltage. It has the unlimited energy of God behind it and will not return to him void. Isaiah 55:11. Cutting. The word of God is a double-edged sword. Some commentators believe this image is based on the knives the Levitical priests used to cut through the deepest sections of the sacrificial animals. Wielded by our great high priest, God's word penetrates to the depths of our hearts and souls. No part of our personality is unaffected by Scripture as we hear and respond to it. Criticizing. The Scriptures judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word judge is translated from the Greek word kirikos, from which we get our word critic. The Bible is the critic of the heart, pointing our weakness and showing us where to improve. Don't get discouraged memorizing this verse.
Yeah,
work on it, a step at a time, as it unfolds in logic and memory. This is one of the great verses in God's Word about God's Word.
Yeah, and just in case you're having a little trouble with this verse or you're just starting to become aware of it, it took me a while because that joints and marrow, you know, I don't usually say those kind of words and terms, and then dividing the soul, and it took a while to get this one down. But this is a great verse. I love the content and meaning behind it.
And for everybody out there listening who knows Greek, I took Greek 2 years and I said that word wrong. Anyway, so I just want you to know, I know that. Okay, the Bible is like a lamp to our feet, Psalm 119:105. Bread for the soul, Matthew 4:4. A hammer that shatters the rock, Jeremiah 23:29. Honey in the comb, Psalm 19:9-10. Rain and snow that water the earth, Isaiah 55:10-11. Gold that enriches us, Psalm 19:9-10. Fire that warms or burns us, Jeremiah 23:29. Seed planted in the heart, Luke 8:11. Water for washing, Ephesians 5:26. A mirror for seeing and correcting ourselves, James 1:22-25. Nourishing milk and meat for the soul, Hebrews 5:12-13. And a double-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12. And here's a quote from A.T. Pearson. The word of Christ proves itself to be the word of God by its living energy and its penetrating power.
One more time, let me highlight this verse, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, which is just so very true, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So many people use that first part of this verse, for the word of God is living and active. We know it's living and active. It's accomplishing things when it's spoken and shared and testified to. Supernatural things do take place. And I like the sentence that Robert Morgan writes that says, God wanted to give the Israelites rest, abiding security and peace. Though he's talking about spiritual things and everlasting peace and security in him, you deal with helping people feel secured in retirement and have peace of mind. And I was thinking it's kind of a parallel. It's different, obviously, because he's talking about supernatural things and everlasting life. But you talk a lot about abundance, that as a follower of Jesus yourself, you want people to live full lives, abundant lives, not extravagant lives where they squander or waste, but an abundant life where they're fully connected with God. They recognize their resources are a gift from him to be stewarded properly. correctly, but there are ways to maximize or use our tax code or utilize retirement strategies so that you can most effectively have a return and use those resources, whether it's through giving or providing for family or peace of mind that God's given us the luxury of these resources to go on vacation and use them. So I'd like to ask you, because you're going to be hosting a special workshop here on Tuesday night, June 25th, why would our listeners want to attend, or what's in it for them?
Well, it's funny because they almost feel sacrilegious thinking about this, but God's Word is active and alive, and money is active and alive in all of our lives. But I feel sacrilegious talking like that because I don't want money to take the place of God. But God's positioned it for us to use it as an activity, right? We're given it to give back to Him. Pressed down, shaken together, and flowing over is the words from Malachi. You know, as we look at that, what we'll talk about on Tuesday night is going to be how do we maximize utilizing the tax code, Social Security strategies to be able to create maximum incomes. One of the things that I would tell people I focus on is being a strategist for income. How do I strategize to take income, and then how do I strategize to minimize the taxation that I give back to the federal government so that I can maximize the abundance that I control? Honestly, we can, as a people, give money more appropriately than oftentimes the government programs do it. So we want to focus on controlling that, and I think God calls us to be involved in that manner.
I think Jesus talked more about money, and the Bible references money more than almost any other subject, which is kind of amazing, but God knows we can't serve two masters, and there's a proper way of handling money and stewarding the money and shepherding the money and using it for His glory. And that's what I've appreciated about you, your Christian testimony, and some of the things I learned at the workshop where, you know, this is God's gift to us. It's a currency that we use or we utilize, but we don't let it overcome us or be something that we constantly are mindful of. We want to steward it, and we want to steward it well, but it's just an aspect of what God wants us to manage properly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Think about the story of the talons. It's about a management. It's about a caretaker, right? We are just caretakers of the abundance that God has provided for us, and God will direct us where to utilize that, and it's a heart matter. Right? Mm-hmm. This whole thing comes back to a matter of the heart, and I've got to keep my heart pure. And money being mentioned so many times in the Bible is because it's a place where people can officially, effectively, very quickly become unpure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can become a god or worshipped, or everyone thinks and ponders about their 501k or whatever, their investments at the expense of spending time with God, or, you know, the first thing they open up the paper, look at the stock market or quotes or whatever it is, and then fail to give that equal time to God or put that first before God.
Well, it seems to me like resources in general, and which money is one,
right,
are huge throughout the Bible, and they show up the character of a person. I feel that myself. I mean, you hand somebody big resource, their character's on the plate right now.
Right, right.
Yeah. How they're going to use that, what they're going to do.
Mark, just so people know that I am an expert on these areas, it's a 401k, and your organization is a 503c.
That shows you how much I really focus on my retirement.
No, yeah. We need the seminar.
Yeah, I guess I did. I didn't pass the first time, so that's why I have to bring them back here and go through it again. I didn't quite get my terminology down,
but
I did. I so thoroughly enjoyed it, and you gave some strategies and thoughts that no one else had ever surfaced. And, you know, I'm thinking about retirement in so many years, and Holly wants to keep me working many years.
I'm with that program. But, let's keep you working. But I don't even like it when you go on vacation.
But one of the things that I never thought about or ever even heard, that if you do delay the receiving of those retirement benefits, whether it's like 68, 69, or 70, every year you delay, it could be an 8% return that you would get. Most all other investments would never guarantee an 8% return. Yeah, there might be some great years, there might be some lost years, but this is kind of built in where it would almost be an automatic 8% increase or growth if you delay a year or two. That was something like
like I thought, wow, I've never heard that before. And so there are some very specific strategies or tips that you might address. What's going to go on Tuesday night, June 25th? So some of our listeners might say, well, I'm 50. Should I be thinking about it yet? I'm 64. Should I really be thinking about it? Like, this is open to anyone, but I think it's people that are interested in knowing more about their retirement income and maximizing it and what to do or how to plan for it.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll talk about five main factors that you need to consider when you're thinking through drawing Social Security, and we'll talk about coordinating all of your other retirement assets in placing the order on that. So just to clarify for the listeners, if you've reached your full retirement age, which is the government terminology for your Social Security full retirement age, every year you delay after that, there is an 8% increase in the amount of money that you will receive up to age 70. So when you start to quantify that, depending on how long you live, you can create substantial assets. And where I want to make sure people are understanding this is this seminar is all about education. It's not about selling a product, because there isn't a universal product. If there was, we'd all have one, and Amazon would provide it for us, and we'd be done. But everything in the situations with money is independent to your family situation. So depending on life expectancy, it may make sense to delay starting your Social Security if you think you're going to have a long lifetime. And that 8% increase becomes so impactful, and what I think you're referencing there is the fact that my 401k, when I have spent all of the money in my 401k, it's empty and it won't continue to provide income to me. Social Security is a lifetime income stream, so if I'm breathing, I will get a check from the federal government. That's a very, very powerful consideration. And then the spousal benefits, the divorce spouse benefits, the survivor benefits, all of these continuations of benefits for the lifetime of the family unit are huge. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't continue for the kids, but husband and spouse, we need to be able to coordinate those benefits. So we'll talk about the five topics that the baby boomers really are focused on in going through this. By my terms, the baby boomers are those born 1966 through 1981. But the truth of the matter is, even if you're anticipating or outside of that circle, there's something that you will learn at this seminar, mm-hmm. because it is driven specifically on educating the public.
And so if we're piquing your interest and you want to learn more, you can find out and have your questions answered. But you do need to register if you're going to attend. And it will be held right here at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, June 25th, so 2.5 weeks away. There'll be desserts available. Jim will be here. Will your assistant Jennifer be here? I know in Mahomet, when I attended, you had two different assistant helpers.
Right. Jennifer is another advisor in our organization, so she'll probably not like the fact you called her my assistant.
But, yes. Good for you, Jim.
One more thing. I might have to take a third time.
I'm something, too.
You're a co-host. You're a co-host.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I am.
Yeah, yeah. So your co-host. Your
there
co-host.
You go.
Jennifer.
Perfect.
Your lovely co-host. How about that? I got to dig my way out of that one.
Right. Yes, Jennifer White will be there helping provide the information and work through the night. She handles all the specifics on it. I'm really just the talking head.
Well, since you are a talking head, if there's time, I'd love to hear some of your thoughts around the subject of income, money, abundance. What have you gleaned from the Bible and just from your knowledge and thinking?
Yeah, so specific to Tuesday night, what we will think about and talk through is how to maximize income. And we'll do it in a way of talking about maximizing Social Security, which to our parents' generation, they never even thought of that. That wasn't a consideration. They reached a certain age, they filled out a form, and they suddenly started getting checks. But today, because we're so responsible for all of our retirement income, most of us don't have pensions anymore that we get a continuation of income from our company for our lifetime. So we are responsible for that. So we need to figure out how to make wise choices. And effectively, it really comes down to which account do I spend when, based on tax implications, inflation factors, market risks, obsolescence, technological change. All of these factors are trying to pull money away from us. And I joke with my clients, and it's part joking and part truthful, if you don't pay attention, the federal government, large corporations, or wealthy individual will take all of your money from you. they are specifically targeting trying to control all of the assets on the planet. So we need to be cognizant, and it's like the game tic-tac-toe. The very first time you ever played tic-tac-toe, who won? Well, whoever introduced you to the game.
I was too young to remember.
But once you've played the game 3, 4, 5 times, you've learned that there's a strategy in there.
Uh-huh.
So now I just have to understand the strategies, and that's what we will focus on, is here's the strategies. Here's what we all believe to be true. And tying back to the verse, active and alive, we fall prey to he said, she said, common knowledge, hearsay, whatever. Every independent person has a different situation. Whether I'm taking care of my parents, my children, disabled person, whatever the situation would be, there's a different call on money. And so we can't just rely on, well, my brother-in-law told me to do this. We need to be able to think through it, and hence the education process to this. Right now, in today's situation, with the current tax code changes that have just happened, our tax code, whether you like President Trump or not, his tax cut was a substantial tax cut and affected most all of America in a positive way. Now, your taxable income could have gone up based on the tax code, but your effective tax rate came down. And so with that, there's an opportunity to be able to say, oh, can I maximize the way to fill up my tax bracket for a period of time here before this tax code changes again? Certainly there is, but the average American doesn't even understand tax codes. So you need a specialist to come alongside you and help identify what are you looking for. The challenge to your question is that it's unique to each individual.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the focus is going to be for most people 55 and older, the largest erosion factor that they will have in their life financially is taxes. The second one is inflation. But by government standards today, the inflation rate is nearly at all-time lows. I mean, we're at less than 2% inflation rate currently, so that's not going to negatively impact them very dramatically over the rest of their lifetime. So I can hedge that one off, but the challenge is, how do you compete with inflation?
It's interesting because you're talking about all these nuts and bolts things about money and resources, and God's word gives us kind of, as you said, you know, if you take care of a disabled person, your children, your parents, God's word gives us the heart motivation for doing that and the parameters of our responsibilities.
Right.
You're talking about the nuts and bolts of how to accomplish some of that.
Got it. Yeah, it's about efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do is create efficiency of money,
mm-hmm.
and God talks through that in his word of, you are my steward.
Yeah.
You do well, good and faithful servant, and away we go, right? And so it's not about a status symbol. It's about God provides. And in Mark's mm-hmm. case for us, we sat and talked, and the numbers, amazingly, oftentimes will just be almost perfect. It's something that I cannot describe. And my comment when that happens is, that's God's economy.
Mm.
God is working these things out that mathematically my mind cannot go through fast enough to understand it's going to work this well.
Yes, like giving your tithe.
Yeah,
it's astounding how that works.
And what it was is basically we were looking at all these options, and I gave him this number.
Uh-huh.
And just for purposes, just say $109,000. That
okay.
was like this magic number. He crunched this, did this, estimated, ran these, this. He said, wow, this came up to $109,000, and it was like, how could that have been? And
wow.
He was like, that's God. And so if you have questions that need answering or you want to know how to maximize your retirement income, come join us on Tuesday night, June 25th, so a few weeks away, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. here at the Great News Radio Center. You must RSVP and call 217-352-5828 for more information or to register, 217-352-5828. Jim Lilly works with Chesler Financial. Many of you know Jamie. You know Dee Chesler. She leads our Great News Radio Children's Choir. And appreciate Jim, a brother in the Lord, and this workshop that I think will be a real blessing to our Great News Radio listeners. And I hope you'll come out or tell a friend and find out more about how to maximize your retirement income through basic rules and claiming strategies, a savvy Social Security planning workshop.
That's a great title.
Here at the Great News Radio Center. All right, everyone. Well, it's Memorization Monday, so get that verse down. Be
thinking about how you might be stewarding God's resources this very day or in the months or years ahead, come join us on Tuesday night, June 25th, for the special workshop, and have a blessed day walking in cadence with the Lord's leading. Mm-hmm. Remember, you're the fragrance of Christ to those around you, and allow God to work in and through you. Be His ambassador and that wonderful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Jim Lilly with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.